¿Sabes qué?
Did you know?
¿Sabes qué?
¿Sabes qué?
Did you know?
Did you know? ¿Sabes qué?
Did you know?
¿Sabes qué?
¿Sabes qué?
Did you know?
Did you know?
¿Sabes qué?
Welcome to ¿Sabes qué? Did you know? A Reynolds School District bilingual podcast.
Bienvenidos a ¿Sabes qué? Did you know? Un podcast bilingüe de Reynolds School District.
My name is Steve Padilla. I am the Director of Communications for the school district.
Mi nombre es Ismael González. Soy el coordinador de lenguaje aquí en el distrito.
As our listeners know, we always start off with a did you know?
Y como saben todos, empezamos con ¿sabías qué?
Ismael, did you know that our principals, while they are fantastic, need support so that they can support the teachers and staff at their schools?
Algo que si yo sabía era de que nuestros directores, aunque son fantásticos, también necesitan el apoyo de alguien para apoyar a su personal de las escuelas.
Yeah, that brings us to our guests for this episode. I'd like to welcome Marie and Levert.
Eso nos trae a nuestros invitados. Aquí nos da el gusto darle la bienvenida a Marie and Levert.
They are the directors of school, and we'll get into what that means and how they support the principals here in a minute. But Marie, Levert, welcome to ¿Sabes qué? Did you know?
Ellos son los directores de los directores. Entonces ellos nos van a dar un poco de información de cómo la apoyan. Pero bienvenidos al show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I appreciate being here as well.
Les aprecio estar aquí.
Marie, I'm going to start with you. How long have you been with Reynolds School District?
Marie, vamos a empezar contigo. ¿Cuánto tiempo has estado en el Distrito Escolar de Reynolds?
Over 20 years.
Más de 20 años.
Okay, so walk us through, because when I first met you, you were a principal at an elementary school, and now you're the director of school. So what was the stepping stone for you, if you don't mind, if you can remember?
Si nos puedes hablar un poquito, porque desde cuando yo te conocí eras directora de una escuela primaria, dinos tu paso de la carrera que has tomado a llegar hasta donde estás ahorita.
So since being in Reynolds, I've done everything from kindergarten teacher to reading specialist to instructional coach.
Ella ha estado en el distrito y ha hecho varias posiciones donde ha estado de una entrenadora de lectura, maestra y otros áreas que haya funcionado.
Some other grades thrown in as well.
También otros grados también ha estado.
So after being a principal at Sweetbriar for around 8 years.
Y después de ser una directora en la escuela de Sweetbriar por lo menos 8 años.
I had the opportunity to work with my instructional coach at Sweetbriar and do some pretty exciting things around curriculum and instruction.
Y eso trabajando con una instructora en su escuela y haciendo cosas interesantes también ahí.
And began to consider how those things might be played out at a larger level.
Y luego empezó a considerar cómo se miraría eso en un nivel más grande.
So an opportunity came. A position arose where I could potentially work closely with principals.
Y luego la oportunidad se dio donde ella podía trabajar más cercano con los directores.
To consider how we would all move forward in the direction that the district is going.
Y mover todos juntos hacia la dirección que se dirige el distrito.
So I applied and I accepted.
Entonces ella aplicó y la aceptaron.
That is awesome. Now, Marie, this is a family affair. You've been here for 20 years and your sister works at the high school. Approximately how long has she been here and what does she do?
Esto es como algo de familia porque tú tienes como 20 años en el distrito y también tu hermana trabaja en la preparatoria, ¿verdad?
It's more of a family affair than you may know.
Yeah, it's more than your sister, but we'll start with your sister.
Es más que su hermana, pero vamos a empezar con tu hermana.
Gosh, you're really trying me. I think she's been here over 10 years.
Yo creo que ha estado como más o menos 10 años aquí.
She has also taught at the elementary level, and she teaches at the high school, and she was a district level TOSA.
Entonces ella fue una nivel de TOSA en el distrito, fue una maestra de primer grado y también está en la preparatoria ahora enseñando.
And we had this conversation before. Was it your mom or your dad? Was it your mom, yeah, who is also a part of the school district?
Y también parece que tu mamá era parte del distrito también.
So not to take up too much space, but at one time or another, I have had every family member. three brothers, my mom, my sister, and myself. At one time, we were all employed at the district.
Ella metió toda su familia aquí en el distrito. Era su mamá, sus hermanos, y todas sus hermanas estuvieron metidas trabajando en el distrito en un punto.
So right now, is it just you and your sister?
We're the strong, dedicated ones, for sure.
Y nomás quedaron ella y su hermana aquí en el distrito.
All right, that is awesome. Levert, now this is really interesting because last year, around this time, actually, I just received the postcard for an event that was put on, and you were the CEO of this organization, but you were also a principal before too, correct? Let's get into a little bit about your background. We have, you know, Maria's, you know, family, you know, obviously loves the school district and they all going through here. But let's talk about how you got here and where it is. So let's start off with your school, what you did and you getting to be a principal, or what were you?
Vamos a hablar primero con la verde. Yo sé que María ha estado aquí, casi toda su familia ha estado en el distrito, pero ahora tu historia de cómo llegaste al distrito. Sé que también estuviste en otros lugares y sé que también fuiste director de una escuela. Entonces, si nos puedes compartir un poquito de cómo llegaste a donde estás ahorita.
All right. Thank you again for inviting me into your space. For the most part, I spent nearly 20 years working in public education for the Portland Public School District, as well as the Champaign Unit 4 School District in Champaign, Illinois.
So él estuvo en Illinois también trabajando para un distrito y también para el distrito de Portland. Tú, más o menos por 20 años has estado trabajando en el distrito escolares.
So is that kind of the same type of thing that Marie just kind of explained, where you went from, like, you know, teacher to something else to principal? Or what did you do during the 20 years in at Portland Public?
Y pasó igual como lo que explicó Marie, donde ella fue era maestra y luego se volvió directora. ¿Cómo pasó tus 20 años? ¿Cómo subiste?
Pretty similar. For the most part, I was really fortunate to start my first job at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School, teaching first grade. And also, that's the school where I attended when I was a K-5 student as well.
Él en sí tuvo la oportunidad de ser maestro en una escuela primaria, y esa escuela primaria fue donde él estuvo como estudiante también.
I think that's so awesome. Now, when you went back to teach there, was it like things are smaller, huh? Like when you're like, you know, going to elementary school, your first, second, third grade, everything seems bigger. And then when you're a teacher, it's like, wow, okay, this school isn't as big as I remember.
Sí, dice, me imagino que cuando tú estuviste ahí todo estaba grande, pero ahora que ya llegaste más grande, me imagino que todo lo miras es bien pequeño.
Either that or I just need to stop eating so much to make things look smaller.
O a lo mejor el Padilla tiene que dejar de comer porque para que se mire tan pequeño.
You know, it's kind of funny. You're exactly right. You know, when you're a young student, everything looks so big. And when you go back, you realize that it's not on the same scale. And I was fortunate enough to go back at a time where there were several of my previous teachers still working there. And so being a first-year teacher, you sort of have one foot in the door, one foot out the door, wondering whether or not this is right for you. But I had a really strong group of previous teachers still there that really held my feet to the fire and helped me to really understand sort of why I chose to go into education.
Sí, y lo que él le pasó fue que cuando llegó a la escuela, él también todavía tenía maestros con que le enseñaron, él estaba con ellos, entonces él se sintió muy a gusto porque tenía quien lo pudiera guiar cuando estaba dando su primer año de clase, porque tenía los maestros que tuvo cuando estaba pequeño.
That is awesome. You hear about that where, you know, a teacher will be there and they'll teach you, and then they teach your children and everything. And so that's good. So did you get sent to the principal's office when you went back as a teacher, or were you pretty good and you were just able to absorb the knowledge from the teachers that had you as an elementary school student?
¿Tú tuviste la oportunidad de ir a la oficina director a hablar, o con todo lo que te enseñaron los maestros, tú estuviste agarrando la información y pudiste hacerlo por ti solo?
Yeah, it's really interesting how it all sort of happened. As a student, you would never want to go to the principal's office, but for me, I love going to the principal's office because it wasn't because I was in trouble. It was often because she wanted to see me, and we really struck up a relationship, believe it or not, what, 10-year-old boy who actively enjoyed speaking and hanging out with his principal.
Y en sí, él dice que muchas veces los niños les da miedo ir a la oficina del director, pero para él era algo divertido porque tenía una buena relación con el director. Él tenía 10 años y tenían una buena comunicación y le ayudaban.
That is awesome. So so you were at Portland Public, and then you found your way to All Hands Raised. Can you talk to us a little bit about your experience with that organization, who we happen to work with as a school district?
Y también estamos trabajando nosotros como compañerismo con lo que se llama All Hands Raised, y el, tú estuviste como trabajando con ellos. ¿Nos puedes hablar un poquito de acerca de eso? ¿Cómo estuvo ahí?
Absolutely. All Hands Raised is an organization that's very dear to my heart. When I was a building principal, I worked with All Hands Raised, and they worked with me and my leadership team to really focus on improving student outcome.
Y él, sí, él estuvo trabajando con ese programa para ayudar a los niños a mejorar cómo sobresalían ellos mismos.
And from the work that we did together, we brought about some very meaningful change that I wasn't quite sure would actually come to fruition. And from the dedication of my staff and the pushing, gentle pushing from All Hands Raised, it really helped us stay the course, and we were able to get some really remarkable results for our students and the community.
Y con todo lo, el cambio que tuvieron ellos, ellos pudieron ayudar con, a través de ese programa, hacer algunos cambios este, que empujaron para poder cambiarlos, ayudar a los estudiantes también.
And at some point, I realized I wanted to do something different, and the opportunity really came through All Hands Raised because it gave me an opportunity to work outside the school district with many of the influential people around the city of Portland that have a lot of influence on school districts.
Y entonces él quería hacer algo diferente, y él con ese programa pudo trabajar con personas fuera de los de su escuela donde estaba, y puede trabajar con personas que conocían bastantes distritos, y eso le ayudó mucho.
And at All Hands Raised, we really focused our attention on championing racial equity within the educational school systems.
Y ese programa este, les ayuda mucho a personas como tener la equidad en, el, en las personas para que podamos ayudarlos a todos.
I really enjoyed the work I did at All Hands Raised, but then I reached a point where I knew my gift was working within school systems and working with principals to be a change agent.
Y él disfrutó trabajando con ese programa, pero también él se dio cuenta que su corazón estaba más trabajar con los directores, diferentes directores y en un distrito escolar.
And then, funny story, when the turnover happened here at the Reynolds School District with the superintendent, I recruited, or I was in the process of recruiting Frank as an interim superintendent to come on board and be part of the All Hands Raised Partnership Council.
Y chistoso porque cuando estaban haciendo el proceso de cambio de superintendentes aquí en la escuela, este, él estaba tratando de reclutar al señor Frank para que fuera el superintendente de su agencia de ellos.
And meeting Frank and learning more about his story and his journey that led him back to the Reynolds School District really inspired me to want to step back into a school district just based on how happy he was and the fact that he wanted to serve students and families here in Reynolds.
Y conociendo a Frank y su historia, a él le gustó que él en sí me lo motivó a él para regresar a trabajar en un distrito escolar, entonces por eso él vino para acá.
So you thought you were poaching him, and then he ended up poaching you and being like, hey, Levert, check this out.
Sí, tú pensás que tú lo ibas a ganar, pero él te ganó a ti para venir para acá.
I knew at some point in time I would work in central office, but I was somewhat dreading it because I didn't feel comfortable sitting behind the desk knowing that the real work happens in schools. And so Frank kind of shared this position with me, and he told me I can spend 75% of my time in schools, and I had to sort of ask him again, are you sure about that?
Sí, dice, y Frank le ofreció la posición, dijo, tú puedes pasar 75% en la escuela, dice, ¿estás seguro de eso?
That is awesome. That's a great story. And from Marie's story and Levert's story, I say we did pretty well with our hires, with the backgrounds that they both bring to the position.
Entonces yo digo que por Marie y Stella Levert hicimos un buen trabajo en agarrarlos porque tienen una historial muy bonito.
And just to go into that, Frank, when he put these positions available, he let us know, and I sit on cabinet, and he let the cabinet know that they're not going to be coming to cabinet meetings because I want them out at the schools.
Y él nos dijo a nosotros que cuando él puso esta posición, yo no quiero que vengan a las reuniones de cabinet porque quiero que ellos estén fuera en las escuelas ayudando.
So Marie works with the elementary schools, and Levert works with the middle schools and the high schools, and so we're going to get into a little bit about, you know, what that entails and how they support the principals.
Y Marie trabaja con las escuelas de primaria, sí, este Levert trabaja con los de middle school y high school, y ahorita vamos a hablar un poquito acerca de cómo eso se trabaja, cómo funciona con ellos esto.
Don't forget, you can find our podcast on Amazon, Apple, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Spotify. Now back to our interview. No olvides que puedes encontrar nuestro podcast en Amazon, Apple, iHeartRadio, Pandora, y Spotify. Ahora volvemos a nuestra entrevista.
My first question, Marie, is being a principal for 8 years, you were able to talk with other principals and other assistant principals and work together. And then all of a sudden, you became their supervisor. Was there any feeling of like, I don't know if I could do this? Or were there any feelings, you know, from other principals that may have been like, you know, gosh, I don't know how this is going to work being, you know, their counterpart, but then being their supervisor afterwards?
Marie, tú estabas con las demás personas como su directora y tenían te reunías con ellos, con otros directores, pero después te convertiste en la supervisora de ellos. ¿Hubo algún momento donde te sentías como, ay, no sé si sería yo capaz de hacer esto? ¿O algunas personas te dijeron, ah, era mi, trabajamos juntos, ahora eres nuestra supervisora? ¿Alguien que te dijo algo?
I think anytime you step into a role that is maybe a little bit different than everybody has seen you in for quite some time, there's some, you know, there's wondering on my part about, you know, I thought it was going to go well and hoping it was. And I can say from day one, everybody has been amazing. And I think part of that is because I know and they know they come with so many strengths and we work together to build capacity within the district. I'm not coming to the table and saying, here's what you need to do to, you know, make things happen. We talk about together what we're learning and understanding together and that type of thing. And, you know, I learn from them and they learn from me, and they've been nothing but, to my face anyway, gracious, appreciative, and supportive, and I hope that they sense that from me as well. So
entonces cuando ella vino, sí hay un poquito de miedo de ti mismo de pensar si lo puedes hacer, pero en sí en general todos yo no vengo con una modo de se va a hacer de esta forma, sino todos trabajamos juntos. Yo tengo algo de conocimiento, ellos tienen algo de conocimiento y trabajamos como equipo juntos.
So Levert touched on this earlier and talked about, you know, being at the school 75% of the time, and I can vouch for that. Their office is right next to mine, and I hardly ever see them here. But there's more to it than just being at the schools or going from one school to the other. During that time, Marie, when you go from one elementary school to another, you know, what are you doing? What are you looking for? And how are you supporting the principal so that they can then support their staff throughout the school year?
So, tocó un buen punto, la verdad, de que son 75% que están en las escuelas. Marie, cuando vas a las escuelas, ¿qué es lo que ustedes hablan con los directores? ¿Cómo es que los están ayudando para que ellos puedan compartir eso con su personal y ayudarlos a ellos?
So, first of all, being in, I would echo what Levert said in terms of the greatest joy in the job and the piece that feeds us and keeps us going is that being in the building and seeing things happen on the ground. So I just want to reiterate that that's so key to what we do.
Una algo importante que quiero que como dijo la verdad, que estar en las escuelas es una llave importante o algo importante de estar presentes ahí con cuando están haciendo lo que se está mirando alrededor de la clase o la escuela.
So and then at a practical level, so when I'm in buildings with principals, we always have a time when we might sit together in the office and talk about some logistical things or, you know, budgets or hiring and that type of thing. But we always set aside a significant amount of time to walk around the school, be in the classrooms, see the teaching, see the students, see the programming, and just talk about how it's going.
Sí, lo que hacemos es que nos reunimos con los directores. A veces hablamos sobre la economía, de contrato de gente, pero también tenemos un tiempo donde vamos a las clases a mirar cómo están enseñando la clase, qué es lo que necesitan ellos, en qué podemos apoyarlos.
So, for example, I was in a school the other day and saw a teacher teaching a a portion of curriculum, and she was doing such an amazing job. I said, can I come back and record you to show other people so we can learn from each other?
Y aún estaba una maestra que estaba enseñando y me gustó mucho, y hasta le dije, oye, ¿te puedo grabar para que yo pueda compartirlo con las más personas? Y él dijo que sí, entonces es algo que podemos colaborar en esa forma.
We should get that teacher on a podcast.
Yeah, we should.
I can see lots of them.
We should.
And if I could give another example, today I was in a school watching a group of students that were getting some extra reading support. So I was able to see one of the reading programs that we have for students that need extra support. I was able to see it in play and see how it goes and what the routines are and that type of thing, and have some good conversation about that.
Y también pude mirar hoy, estar en una clase donde estaban estudiantes leyendo y mirar cómo está funcionando el sistema de lectura que tenemos y cómo estamos apoyando a los estudiantes.
So you bring up a something that just kind of clicked in my head. I was like, okay, wow, that makes sense, in that when you go to one school, you may be helping another school because, like you just said, you'll go into a classroom and you'll see something, and then maybe you're talking to another school's principal and they're like, gosh, I don't know how, you know, we can implement this reading program. And you're like, oh, wait, hey, I was just at another school and they did this great thing, and let's see how we can implement it here.
Y quizás como tú lo que pues dijiste es que puedes ayudar a una escuela y ayudando a otra escuela, porque puedes ir a una escuela y aprendes de lo que están, un sistema que están usando, y quizás la otra escuela te diga, ay, quiero implementar algo de lectura, pero no sé cómo. Entonces tú puedes darle la información que tú agarraste ya de una escuela que ya miraste y puedes decir, podemos implementarlo esto aquí.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Practices that people are doing, way teachers are implementing things, maybe even a creative way a principal scheduled something that I'm able to sit and talk about and, you know, carry over and share with somebody else. So again, it's not about me bringing my expertise to the room. It's about me sharing the expertise of the collective group and sharing and swapping and being that bridge.
Y si no es nomás yo traer mi idea, sino es también compartir de los demás ideas que tenemos en las escuelas y compartirlos con otras personas.
It's funny you say bridge, because I was just going to say, so you're the person that brings the islands a little closer together, because I know a lot of times, you know, we'll come together, but then when they go out to their school, you know, they're on their island, right? And they have to deal with, you know, everybody there. And sometimes it's hard to kind of, you know, look back and look at other schools or see what other people are doing to try to implement at their school. And that's what you're for.
Y por eso ellos están aquí. Son como el puente que junta las islas, porque cuando los maestros o los directores van a sus escuelas, es como su propia isla. Entonces eso, tú eres como el puente que conecta a todos en diferentes formas.
Now, Levert, you talked earlier about how you worked at an elementary school, but now you're overseeing the middle schools and the high schools. Now, I am guessing that there are different needs and that there are different programs that go on that you then have to work. I mean, there may be some things that are similar, you know, from what Marie said, but do you find when you go out to the schools, and how are you able to support the principals at the middle schools and at the high schools?
Y como está diciendo Marie, quizás Albert, tú vas en una escuela y quizás no todo lo puedes aplicar lo que Marie ha aplicado, pero cuando tú vas a las escuelas de la middle school y high school, ¿qué es lo que tú encuentras al ir en esas escuelas?
Given nearly the 20 years I worked in the public education sector prior to leaving for a nonprofit job, I spent a lot of time at the high school and middle school level serving as an administrator as well.
So él estando en un distrito escolar, después se volvió a un lugar donde no era algo fuera de la organización. Él estuvo también como administrador en unas escuelas de middle school y high school.
I think that experience has really helped me understand sort of where our kids are coming from and where they're going throughout their K-12 education.
Y eso me ayuda a entender de dónde vienen los niños y hacia dónde se dirigen a través de su educación de toda la escuela.
In addition to working with principals, I also work with the APs in the building as well.
Y adicional de que él trabaja con los directores, también trabaja con los asistentes de los directores.
Now, for somebody out there, you know, we, you know, in education, we use a lot of acronyms and a lot of, you know, letters. So AP is assistant principal, correct?
Y como nosotros cuando trabajamos en el sistema escolar usamos muchas abreviaciones de la palabra, la AP significa asistente de director, ¿verdad?
Steve, you are absolutely
all right. I'm on it. I'm still so, on it.
Steve,
right.
Tienes
I still
sí,
got
sí,
it.
Sí, lo agarraste bien.
Okay, I'm sorry, Nero. Go ahead.
And so I sort of see my role as walking alongside the administrators. I know technically I'm their supervisor, I'm their boss, but instead I feel more like a coach and a colleague.
So, entonces lo que sí, yo soy su supervisor de ellos, pero en realidad yo lo que me siento más es como un entrenador y un colega.
Similar to what Marie shared earlier, our job is really looking for best practices.
Y en sí nuestro trabajo, como dijo Marie, es mirar las mejores prácticas.
And when we see those best practices in buildings, we look to scale those practices.
Y cuando miramos esas prácticas, los queremos escalar a otras áreas también.
In addition, part of our job is really looking at practices that are ineffective as well.
Y parte de nuestro trabajo también son prácticas que quizás no están funcionando.
And working alongside the administrative team and the teaching team to examine those practices and to look to improve them or to change them, whichever is in the best interest of our student.
Y hablar con los administradores y quizás mejorarlas o cambiar esas prácticas. Y lo que miramos más es el mejor interés para los estudiantes.
A side note, but not, is this year we started block scheduling for our middle schools and our high schools. And you understanding, you know, the difference between block scheduling, regular scheduling. Have you seen any difference with the instruction and with the students with our new block schedule, or is it too soon to take a look at that?
Y apenas recientemente cambiamos a un horario que se llama de bloques de horario y horario regular, y me imagino que tú entiendes de eso, y queremos saber si has visto algo diferente a una mejora. Todavía no tenemos suficiente datos para hablar sobre eso.
I think some of the initial changes that I've been able to observe has been really positive. There's less transition times for students unsupervised, which really cuts down on some of those sort of infractions that get kids outside of the class.
Sí, quizás algunas de las cosas que ha cambiado es de que podemos mirar que hay menos tiempo de los niños están fuera de las clases sin ser supervisados, y así ya no reciben eso donde les dan una por llegar tarde a la clase.
I'm also seeing many teachers take full advantage of the additional time that they have with students.
Y también miro a maestros que están tomando el tiempo adicional para estar con los estudiantes.
There's a lot more opportunities for small group instruction where you're really giving kids what they need at their level.
Y hay más instrucción en grupos pequeños donde les das a los niños lo que necesitan a su nivel de ellos.
In addition, it means that each day a teacher receives a prep that's a lot longer than the prep that they previously received.
Y también los maestros les dan un tiempo para prepararse un poco más largo que lo que adicionalmente ellos agarraban.
And they're seeking out their colleagues and their teammates to work together and to plan together during that time, which is leading to a lot more effective instruction.
Y entre ellos se buscan en sus colegas para hacer un trabajo para colaborar, y eso es más efectivo.
That's good to hear, because you know, a lot of the reasoning behind it, you know, was what you talked about, is, you know, less time in the hallways, more instructional time. They get, you know, they're better prepared when they get into high school to, you know, because they have more instructional time. And so I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad to hear that the teachers are adapting to, you know, the longer period times in the classrooms.
Estamos contentos de escuchar que los maestros están adaptando al periodo más largos en la clase, que también el tiempo que no están perdiendo mucho están en los pasillos. Me gustó mucho que está mejorando eso.
Now, Marie works with the elementary schools. The VERC, like I said, works with the middle schools and the high schools, and they have their own, you know, way of working with their principals. And like LaVert said, you know, coaching them, and, you know, Marie is right there, right next to him and walking there. But my question to both of you, and I'll start with Marie, is how important is it for you two to communicate and for you two to discuss things that are going on out in the field, even though one is elementary and one is secondary.
Y yo sé que cada quien está trabajando de diferentes formas, como este Laura está diciendo que él es como un entrenador, Marie está al lado de ellos, pero la pregunta hacia los dos ustedes, y primero va para Marie, es ¿cómo hacen cuando están trabajando fuera? ¿Cómo se comunican ustedes dos para poder ayudar a todas las escuelas?
If I could take a little sidebar for just a moment.
Oh, please do.
When I started the job, one of my apprehensions was, who will I be working with?
Cuando ella empezó su trabajo, una de las cosas que ella estaba preguntándose a sí misma es, ¿con quién voy a trabajar?
Will they share my values? Will they share my vision? Will they share my commitment to the district?
¿Van a compartir mis valores? ¿Van a compartir mis visiones? ¿Van a compartir lo que yo quiero para el distrito?
I cannot tell you how thrilled I am to be working alongside Levert.
Y ella está diciendo que está muy contenta de trabajar con al lado de Levert.
And vice versa.
Y también él hacia ella.
Because I do believe sharing the mission and the vision and the commitment is important because we don't start at kindergarten and end at fifth. What we do in fifth, what we do in kindergarten through fifth, prepares them for where they're going to go in middle and high school.
Sí, porque lo que hacemos de kinder a quinto grado no se termina ahí, sino lo que está de kinder a quinto grado, ellos los preparan para estar en la preparatoria o en middle school.
So there may be differences in programs or things like that, but we have to understand quality instruction and what that looks like across all grade levels.
Y sí, sé que hay diferencia de los grados, de niveles de grados, pero tenemos que mirar la calidad.
And we do share that, and we have frequent conversations around that in terms of strategizing, planning, considering what our next moves might be, what our next conversations, professional development, that those are all also part of what we do.
Y siempre están estas conversaciones, cuáles son los siguientes pasos que vamos a tomar, cuáles son los ayudas profesionales que le vamos a dar a las demás personas.
So Levert, how does that work with you? Because, you know, Marie pointed out really so eloquently that, you know, from K to fifth, you know, what they do then goes from, you know, middle school and high school, but you're in middle school, so you're done, they're done with the elementary school. So how, you know, what benefit do you get with collaborating with Marie and talking about, you know, the different things that are going on in the middle school.
Ahora, de ella, Marie habló de kinder a quinto, pero ya una vez que llegan hacia ti, ¿cómo haces para colaborar con ella? Porque ellos ya se salieron, ahora te toca a ti, ¿qué es lo que haces para colaborar con ellos?
I think one of the biggest things that I really enjoy about working with Marie is that we have the same belief. The magic truly happens in the classroom, and that the principals are responsible for supporting teachers, and that we collectively feel as though we're in service to schools rather than schools being in service to our department.
Sí, lo que yo he mirado es estoy contento de trabajar con Marie, pero también una cosa es de que nosotros vamos a estar sirviendo a los directores, y no las escuelas van a servirnos a nosotros. Nosotros vamos a apoyarlos a ellos.
And being given the opportunity to work closely with Marie, I'm able to learn more about what's taking place in our K-5 schools and really prepare the secondary team for what's coming their way.
Y trabajando con Marie muy cercano, sabemos lo que está pasando en las escuelas primarias, y así podemos ayudarlos, apoyarlos mejor cuando lleguen a nuestras escuelas, en las middle school y high school.
That makes sense. It really does, because, you know, I was looking at it, I'm like, okay, how does that work? But you make sense. And I do have to say, and it's a big love fest here, Ismael, I have to say that I appreciate both of them, because when things happen at schools, and sometimes, you know, they happen from, you know, fire alarms to accidentally pushing buttons and calling 911 or, you know, other things, they communicate really well with me, because, you know, part of my job is to communicate with the district and communicate with the families and communicate with the community what may be happening that is affecting them or their child. And so I appreciate their candor and their texts. And sometimes I don't like their texts, but the texts need to happen so we can get the word out to the families about things that are going on at their school or through the district.
Y estamos de acuerdo con ellos porque el señor Padilla tiene que tener esa comunicación con ellos. Y normalmente a veces pasa situaciones donde lo que ellos le comparten la información al señor Padilla para que pueda sacarlo a la comunidad, porque nosotros le respondemos a la comunidad de lo que está pasando en las clases. Quizás de alguien le llamó al 911, alguien jaló la alarma de las escuelas, o hay un incendio por ahí o algo así. Y entonces tener la comunicación, a veces quizás no le gusta al señor Padilla los mensajes, pero tiene que contestarlos para ayudarle a los maestros, a ellos, para que se comunique con las escuelas y a los padres.
I have to say, when I reached out to both of you to schedule this, I was a little concerned. I'm like, man, are we going to be able to get them in here because they're always out and about? So I really appreciate both of your times coming here and talking about your values and talking about where you came from and talking about what you're doing to help the young people get from K through graduation at the school district.
Y sí, cuando empezamos, hacemos esta cita con ustedes, yo estaba un poco preocupado diciendo, no sé si van a poder estar aquí porque a veces siempre están afuera en las escuelas. Entonces, pero apreciamos mucho sus valores y lo que ayudan ustedes a toda la desde kinder hasta el 12 grado.
This is a new position for both of you, and it seems like it's working really well. So before I let you go, I want you to talk to the podcast listening people out there about, you know, what do you really enjoy about your job and about what you get to do every day at the school district. And we'll start with you, Levert. What do you really enjoy about your job and coming to work every day for the school district?
Ahora, gracias por estar aquí, pero antes de terminar, vamos a darles la oportunidad a ustedes para que nos compartan qué es lo que disfrutan de su trabajo al trabajar en el distrito de Reynolds.
I really love being in schools and being in service to schools. Anytime I can take something off of a principal's plate or support a principal in a meaningful way, it means a lot to me.
So, algo que le gusta mucho es poder ser un soporte, un apoyo a las personas, a los directores, a quitarle algo que el director está teniendo dificultades, ayudarlo en esa área, quitándole el peso, la carga, y eso le ayuda mucho a él y le gusta hacer eso, ayudar a las demás personas.
I think we all can attest that there's a lot of things that are happening in our schools on a daily basis.
Y podemos todos testificar que hay muchas cosas siempre pasando en las escuelas diariamente.
And being able to work with principals and assistant principals to take things off of their plate so that they can be in classrooms and be the instructional leaders that we need them to be in their buildings. It really warms my heart and it gives me hope that things will change and we will begin to produce better outcomes for our students here in the Reynolds School District.
Y él tiene esa oportunidad de poderle quitarle algo al director que está, tiene, y para que el director pueda estar en las clases más. Eso para mí significa que estamos podiendo tener algo que va más adelante va a ayudar para que los niños triunfen.
Marie, what about you?
Y Marie, ¿y tú?
If I have to say two areas. One area that I love about my job in the Reynolds School District is that we have some amazing things happening specifically around teaching kids to read.
Si tengo que decir dos cosas de lo que está pasando en el distrito de Reynolds, es dos cosas. Es una de ellas es algo que tenemos muy bueno, se trata de la lectura a los niños.
I believe we're at a pinnacle in education right now. We have new understandings, we have new information, we have new tools, and we fully we're embracing and understanding teaching kids to read as a civil right, and we're fully committed to it, and we have the tools to do it.
Y también tenemos las herramientas y estamos a la cumbre de esto que ella estaba esperando mucho, es de apoyar a los estudiantes en la lectura. Es algo que estamos haciendo más de seguido ahora.
So that invigorates me.
Y eso la motiva más a ella.
The second piece is I love that my job, having been in the district for 20 years, allows me to get out and see so many people that I've known throughout the years.
Lo que le gusta ese trabajo es que puede salir, por estar 20 años aquí en el distrito, puede salir y mirar a las personas que ella siempre ha mirado a través del distrito.
So it's not just the district leadership team meetings where you get to catch up. You now get to go to the schools and be able to talk with them and be able to connect with them in a meaningful way.
Entonces puedes comunicar comunicarte con ellos, puedes salir, no nomás estar en forma de liderazgo, pero también puedes salir afuera a estar con una, tener una conexión con los demás.
And I would just say, and kids as well. I mean, I there was, you know, you work with these kids and you get so connected to them, and then sometimes they move because of whatever circumstances. And I've seen so many kids that I've been able to interact with. I saw somebody today that said, oh, you were my summer school teacher. Well, not exactly, but close enough. And it was so delightful to see him.
So ella se emociona mucho, como hoy estuvo mirando una estudiante que le dijo, oh, tú fuiste mi maestra de la escuela de verano. Entonces, no exactamente, pero ella le encanta de que puede mirarlos a los estudiantes que se mueven, están en un lugar y luego están en otra escuela y ella puede visitarlos.
Levert.
The first time I answered the question, I sort of gave you the politically correct sort of response.
Uh-oh, we're not going to get PC. Levert ain't going to go PC. Get the button out.
And to be totally honest with you, I think the thing that's most enjoyable about my job is being able to see our students' faces each and every day.
Algo que él disfruta mucho de su trabajo es mirar los rostros de los estudiantes todos los días.
I think a lot about my legacy, and when I'm gone and I'm no longer here on this earth, what will I leave behind?
Y él se pone a pensar mucho de su legado una vez que ya no esté en esta tierra y este fue este otro lugar.
And in this role, it gives me an opportunity to be a role model for students.
Y en este mundo, la que le gusta también es la oportunidad de ser un modelo para los estudiantes.
Being a man of color, you don't oftentimes see men of color in this position or in these roles.
Y normalmente no miras a personas de color, siendo una persona de color, no miras a personas de color en este rol.
And I know growing up as a student of color, in order for me to believe it, I had to see it.
Y creciendo como un estudiante de color, para poder creerlo, tenías que mirarlo.
And it's so cool walking into a building and watching students learn who you are, and they say things like, you're my principal's boss.
Y luego escuchar a los estudiantes estar en una escuela y que te digan, eres el jefe de mi director.
And watching their faces light up as they look me from head to toe, and they always seem to sort of notice what shoes I'm wearing. And it's like, you're wearing Jordan? Those are like the fives. Those are cool.
Y luego se dan cuenta qué zapatos está usando. Dice, está usando los Jordans. Están bien caros. Están chidos.
So I'm really proud and I'm hopeful that they can see that people come in all shapes and sizes, and that people in leadership roles also do the same, and that hopefully one day I can inspire someone to step into this field and aspire to be an educational leader.
Y él espera que pueda motivar a personas, a estudiantes que puedan tomar este liderazgo y que puedan tener ser persona de color, tener una forma de liderazgo aquí.
What you're saying is so powerful because our district office is right next to Salish Pond Elementary.
Y algo que estás diciendo es algo que tiene mucha fuerza porque nuestro distrito, oficina del distrito está al lado de la escuela de Salish Pond.
And oftentimes if I'm walking out, whether it's to go to a meeting or to go to and from lunch, and the students are outside and they're playing.
Y de vez en cuando a veces yo salgo afuera porque vamos a una reunión o tenemos voy a agarrar mi comida.
You know, I'll strike up a conversation with them, and it's so great to talk with them and to see them and to see, you know, how they're, you know, doing in school. And so it's, and that's just, you know, from going from here to there, you're able to go into the, you know, schools and see it a lot more.
Y yo a veces puedo establecer una conversación con los estudiantes, pero, o sea, tú tienes la oportunidad de ir adentro y hablar más con ellos.
Although I do have to say that, you know, the two leaves that I have on my desk, you know, I was walking by and the, you know, a couple of the girls were like, oh, hey, and they're like, here, we want to give you this. And they gave me the leaves, and I've got a couple of drawings on my, you know, wall as well from young people, because I don't take that for granted, and I don't dismiss them, because I think it's very important to not only see them, but to acknowledge them in a way where they're often not acknowledged in that capacity.
Y algo que le gustó mucho también de que hicieron esas dos niñas es de que le dieron unas hojas. Él le gusta porque también tiene dibujos de otros estudiantes que se lo han dado, y él quiere mirar eso que es no lo ignora, sino es algo importante para él.
When Ismael and I proposed this podcast, we did it because we wanted to let the community know about the great things that are happening throughout the district, whether it be with our students, with our teachers, or with our administration.
Y cuando propusimos al señor Padilla y yo de este podcast, queríamos para informarle a nuestra comunidad de lo que está pasando aquí con nuestros administradores, nuestro distrito aquí en la comunidad, para todas las familias.
And I really think this is such a powerful episode in that it really shows what we're doing in all aspects in order to ensure our children are the most successful that they can be while they're in the school district.
Y esto asegura de ayudamos a que todos los estudiantes estén triunfando en todas las áreas que ellos puedan triunfar.
So not only do I appreciate your time in explaining what you do and how you're working with the schools to ensure our students are successful, I really appreciate you for what you're doing each and every day.
Y no nomás de que aprecio que hacen lo que hacen ahorita, pero también los apreciamos todos los días por todo lo que hacen diariamente.
If you have any questions about this podcast, you can contact us at communications@rsd7.net. That's communications@rsd7.net.
Si usted tiene preguntas acerca de este podcast, usted puede comunicarse a comunicacionesrsd7.net. A comunicacionesrsd7.net.
¿Sabes qué?
¿Sabes qué? Did you know?
Did you know?
¿Sabes qué? Did you know?
¿Sabes qué?
¿Sabes qué?
Did you know?
Did you know?